touch myself all of the time, wondering what is on Mike's mind. I rub myself all of the time, wondering what is on Mike's mind. I squeeze myself all of the time, wondering what is on Mike's mind. I bleed myself all of the time, wondering what is on Mike's mind. What's on your mind, Mike? Is it me?
It's a fart form.
Thank you. Who's being leveraged here?
Canton Hall and Von Lane.
A couple days ago, the New York Times came forward with this big, big story, which involved a fire that happened in 2008 on the Universal Studios backlot. And this fire was massive in scope, massive in size, and massive in terms of destruction, because it totally burned down and eliminated a warehouse which housed the master tapes of the recordings of many of the most prominent musical acts we have
ever, like over the last 100 years
here in this great land of ours. And number one, I had several reactions to this. Number one, it seems like I remember hearing something about this when it happened, but I had no idea of the scope. I had no idea of really what was lost. I
mean, it was reported as a fire at Universal.
Yeah,
the music side of it, or the you know, it was called the video room. It was never reported. This was a fire that took out King Kong, and it took out Back to the Future, the set of Back to the Future, and a lot of old New England-y homes that they used on movie sets. But yeah, this was not reported.
Yeah. And I just can't believe that this didn't get out, you know, until now. And number two, as we've read, as more's come out on it, we've read a little bit more up on this in various places. There are a whole lot of groups out there that had no idea about this, too.
Oh, musical?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, some of the people who lost stuff in it didn't have any idea, number one, where their stuff was, which I find that kind of hard to believe,
where their masters were housed.
Yeah. And number two, just, you know, what they were doing there, and had no idea about this. Let's see. One of those is Nirvana, which lost all of their stuff in this. And Chris Novoselic. He is the bass player of Nirvana, right?
Yep.
Well, he, once he found out about this, he put a couple things up on Twitter. And a guy tweeted back to him, "Hey, Chris Novoselic, does this mean that just the Nevermind masters are gone? Assuming In Utero was safe since the reissue was after this." And Chris Novoselic tweeted back at the guy, "I think they are all gone forever."
Wow.
Unbelievable. More Mike, by the way.
Steely Dan has reacted to this as well. They have, and I'm assuming this must be Donald.
Well, yeah.
if it's Walter, we got a really big, but I mean, I don't know who exactly is under the heading of Steely Dan these days.
Well, it's just him.
I don't know if Roger Nichols or any of the people that have been around him a long time now fall under that heading, but a statement by Steely Dan was released saying, "We have been aware of the missing original Steely Dan tapes for a long time now. We've never been given a plausible explanation. Maybe they burned up in the big fire. In any case, it's certainly a lost treasure." A spokesperson for Hole told Pitchfork that the band was not aware until this morning that its tapes may have been destroyed.
Were any of these, have you guys read, digitized? Like, are all master recordings now digitized somewhere?
Yeah, I mean, there's a digital backup, I'm sure, in some cloud or hard drive somewhere, but it's just
not the same. No.
It's still a copy of the original.
If you want the true analog quality, that is now impossible.
Right.
The Roots drummer, Questlove,
That's our good friend Questlove.
That's right. Tweeted that the fire was the reason they couldn't revisit two of their albums, saying UMG sent someone to check out the vault log, and then it hit them. Now, a lot of people are wondering, okay, well, great. You know, you can always get this stuff on DVD or on CD or DVD or just however you get it these days, digitally. And that's all well and good, but there are those audio files out there, and for them it's analog or bust. And now, like we say, with this music, that is going to be impossible. UMG told Variety, which says BAFO, in a statement, that music preservation is of the highest priority for us, and we are proud of our track record. While there are constraints preventing us from publicly addressing some of the details of the fire that occurred in NBC Universal Studios facility more than a decade ago, the incident, while deeply unfortunate, never affected the availability of the commercially released music, nor impacted artists' compensation. So, okay, I guess the music's still out there. They're still going to get paid for it, but this is not about that. This is about the ability...
more preserving history.
Yes, it's about preserving history and preserving that... those things that you only get in the analog format.
Well, I wonder how some bands knew and some didn't, because the dude from
That's what I wondered too.
Dude from the Carpenters knew. He's like, oh yeah, I got burned in that big fire.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you know, to him, it was like he heard this story and just went, okay, and?
Yeah.
What else you got? And all these other guys are just going, oh, holy S, man, we're just now finding out about this.
It's a bummer.
Sad.
It is a bummer.
So sad.
It is a bummer.
Time to go.
All right, let's do a little finals talk, Mike, because there is a team, and if you don't know the score, we will tell you what it was next that won the NBA championship.